Turning now to Syria, where another suicide bomber blew up his car today in a central Syrian town, killing three civilians and one security officer in the latest violence in the country. Meanwhile, the Holy See's nuncio to Syria has added his voice to the condemnation of an attack on a village on Thursday last, which reportedly left up to 200 people dead. Lydia O'Kane reports.
These latest killings on Saturday add to the tally of people who have lost their lives in this ongoing conflict in Syria. A suicide bomber blew up his car, killing a number of people in Muhrada, which is situated near to the village of Tremseh, where activists say government troops killed up to 200 people on Thursday. United Nations observers are investigating what exactly happened on that day of carnage. Meanwhile, the Syrian government continues to insist this was a military operation against rebel fighters. While the UN continues to probe, there has been widespread condemnation of the killings. One of those voices is the Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, Archbishop Mario Zanari, who spoke of his alarm at this violence.
I subscribe what the Secretary General of the United Nations said, that the inactivity of the United Nations could be understood as a permission to continue to kill, to commit atrocities.
But where there is despair, there is also hope.
Of course, we must also be optimists, because at the end, God has in his hands the history, even if he permits that we are going through some difficulties.
Syria is home to a Christian community who are suffering under bombardment. Despite this, the religious community in the village of Tremseh has decided to remain. Archbishop Zanari says it is a beautiful and encouraging sign.
I would say that Christians are suffering the same sufferings of the other people, but their presence is very, very much appreciated. And if we cannot do miracles, I think the most beautiful miracles are our presence among our brothers and sisters, especially our religious communities, the witness of remaining suffering with all our brothers and sisters. This is very encouraging.
This is the reality on the ground as the UN Security Council continues to debate the future of the UN Observer Mission in Syria, which is set to come to an end on July the 20th. And those who died in this latest violence are added to the 16,000 people who were thought to have been killed since the uprising against Bashar al-Assad's regime began in March 2011. I'm Lydia O'Kane.